Many voters in yesterday's primaries cast their ballots on touchscreen voting machines. Scattered problems were reported, including delays in Montgomery County, Maryland. Election officials there forgot to deliver cards needed to run the equipment. Electronic voting has been the subject of much debate, and increasingly states are requiring paper ballot backups to reassure voters. But as NPR's Pam Fessler reports, a new study has raised questions about those paper ballots.
When voters in Cuyahoga County, Ohio, went to the polls this spring, many of them did what lots of voters will get to do this fall. They reviewed a paper ballot attached to their touchscreen machines before casting their votes electronically. That way, there were two records of the vote. But when outside monitors hired by the county checked the ballots, they found some disturbing results.
Paper was torn, was one problem. Sometimes there would be large blank spaces. There would be obvious printer jams where the printer would just print over itself many times.
Stephen Hertzberg is with the nonpartisan Election Science Institute.
And sometimes the poll workers would put the paper in backwards, and it's a thermal paper. And if you put it in backwards, even though the printer prints on it, it doesn't show any visible text.
In other words, the paper was blank. ESI says about 10% of the paper ballots it sampled were uncountable. And in Ohio, that's a big problem, because the paper ballot is the official ballot if there's a recount. Doug Chapin of the nonpartisan electionline.org says there are serious implications, not just for Ohio, but for the rest of the country. About half of the states require that their election machines produce voter-verified paper ballots.
What we're now finding as these machines are used by actual voters on actual election days is that sometimes the process of getting that paper trail produced is not as easy as maybe some folks thought.
In fact, it's a problem paper trail opponents have raised repeatedly during the often heated debate over voting equipment. ESI also found other discrepancies in the vote count, but county officials say most of those differences can be explained. The machine manufacturer, Diebold Election Systems, has dismissed the ESI report as severely flawed and says the company stands by its equipment. Mark Radke is Diebold's Director of Marketing and Public Relations.
46 of the 47 counties in Ohio that have used our touchscreen equipment with the voter verifiable paper audit trail used it very successfully, and many of these jurisdictions have already run numerous recounts
and had no difficulties. Radke thinks the main problem in Cuyahoga County was poorly trained poll workers. Indeed, ESI found the workers were often confused about how to operate the new machines. One poll worker was Candace Hoke, a law professor at Cleveland State University, who also helped to conduct a separate review of the election. She says it wasn't just a matter of bad training, but of the equipment itself.
If people were to open these printers and to see how they're put together and how finicky they are, I think that they might come to the conclusion that they need to be made better.
She says Diebold's argument that other jurisdictions haven't had similar problems begs the issue, in part because no other county has been studied so closely.
Elections are a time of high pressure, particularly at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day, and these machines should be able to work without having to be massaged and tinkered with over and over during the day.
Michael Vu is Cuyahoga's elections director. He admits the county has experienced some growing pains as it moves to more sophisticated technology. It plans to spend $700,000 on more poll worker training. But Vu thinks, even with the glitches, the new machines are an improvement over previously used punch cards.
One of the arguments for the paper trail is so that voters could verify against what was coming off of the electronic voting devices, but it creates other logistical problems.
And he says, in the event of a recount, the county can always recreate the paper trail using electronically stored results. But Candace Hoke says that defeats the purpose of having a paper ballot verified by the voter, and she's not sure it will hold up in court. She and a lot of elections officials across the country are now waiting to see what happens in November. Pam Fessler, NPR News.